The HMS Podcast is available on the 98KUPD app and is brought to you by Life Changer Loan. Why take 30 years to pay off your mortgage? It's not magic. It's just math. Find out more at lifechangerloan.com.
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan. And let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic. It's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker Number MD-100-2031. NMLS Number 1863775. Life Changer Loan Corp is an equal housing lender.
Time for Brady to give you all the entertaining news that only Brady knows. We call this the Entertainment Drill. It's brought to you by my friends at ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. I did the video last night. It's a bag workout they put up on their... Whew, yeah, that'll get you.
Kicked
it's
ass.
A good... Oh, it got me good. It's a workout on a heavy bag. If you don't have a heavy bag, you can still do all the motions and it'll bust you. But it was great. Great workout. And you got nothing to do right now, trying to avoid that quarantine 15. And make it so you're just trying to stay in shape. You can get to know Josh and Jay and Tony's in the videos. Michael does stuff out there in Chandler. These videos are outstanding. And it's while they're shut down. Gyms are trying to get reopened, but they're not. And the folks up at ReactDefense.com doing everything right, doing everything they're asked to do, being super responsible. In fact, they went and repainted with all that paint that gets rid of germs that I didn't even think was real. And people, that stuff's supposedly real. So they've changed out their entire place to make sure that they've complied to every single rule that can be offered, and they have done it right. So when these doors reopen, you're going to go to the cleanest, most incredibly efficient gym in all the city. Not only that, they'll be teaching you stuff that no one else has the capability of teaching. Get you in shape and learn you some stuff. That's how it works. And right now, KUPD listeners, $169, 2 months unlimited training if you want to sign up. $99 for 1 month unlimited training. The 2 months is a better deal, but we understand, time is everything. Head on down to their pro shop and sign up, and you can get yourself a free t-shirt and stuff like that as well. It's going to be back open before you know it. You might as well be prepared, and that's the whole point of Tactical Black. Prepared, not paranoid. It's ReactDefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Garner were spotted together at the beach, but they might have just been there as friends.
Nope.
They've known each other since they did the TV show Alias together.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they were in that.
I forgot that, too. But, yeah. They're just friendly.
Yeah. They're just friendly. Because, Brady, you just go to the beach with a hot girl for fun and be friends when you're Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
A guy like Bradley Cooper, he just likes having friends, hot supermodel friends. That's what dudes love. Because, as Bonnie from the Fireside Chats group, nothing more we like to do than talk to ladies.
No.
Yesterday's story about the pro wrestler Marty Jannetty.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the murderer.
He was on an interview yesterday, just wanted to clear some things up.
Didn't kill nobody.
I didn't kill a guy who tried to rape me. When I was a kid, I just beat him in the head with a brick and dumped him in the river.
Well, that clears it all up. Thanks, Marty.
Cleared it up. Just cleared it up.
Case closed. That's hilarious. So nobody looked any further into that interview afterwards?
Well, I think they're going to continue the investigation.
Yeah, I don't think you let him out of the room. I didn't kill nobody. I bashed the guy in the head till he was unconscious and I tossed him in the river. If he died, it's his own problem.
I hit him in the head with a brick and dumping him in the river.
By the way, Jimmy Wisman has texted in and he said, I feel Bonnie's plight from the Fireside Chats, but she will never be a manager because she's a nightmare. Any coworker who says, quote, do your job better is never not an asshole. And Jimmy,
I'm with Jimmy on this one.
You nailed it. The one person is like, you need to do your job. Just a coworker, not a manager. A coworker telling you, you need to, like if Jeremy started to tell you, Brett, you don't do a very good job. You'd be like, F you.
Yeah, exactly.
You're the worst.
A reporter asked Kanye West if he's running for president to sabotage Joe Biden and help President Trump get reelected. He said, I'm not denying it.
Oh.
Bud Light is giving away free beer this year for NFL teams. Oh, it's down to two. Basically, Detroit and Denver, because Matt Prater has the longest field goal kick. 64 yards. Brandon McManus from the Broncos says he can beat that.
Oh.
Practicing, he's hit a 73-yarder. So far, I think his longest is 57, but whichever kicker at the end of the season has the longest field goal, that city gets free Bud Light.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Like everyone in the city?
Yeah, they don't say, well, it's probably you get a Bud Light if you go to the bar and they'll buy it.
Well, yeah, they're just not delivering them in your mailbox.
No, but I wasn't sure if, like, what do you get, a case, a six-pack? Or
you get a Bud Light.
Probably a Bud Light on tap, which would be nice.
I don't think the Clydesdales are going to go door to door.
Yeah, I don't know, you get a punch card either. How in the world do they monitor this?
Well, that one, I mean, you could do it, the six-pack thing, you could do pretty easy, where you buy it, and then you send in the proof of purchase, and they refund you.
Oh, that kind of thing.
Sure. Yeah.
But then you could do like 20 of them.
If you bought a case or...
Yeah, who's the monitor at the Broncos that are saying, all right, this guy already got one? Anybody who sends in is getting their money back.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a break-even scam. I don't know why you'd even get involved in it, but...
The fourth and fifth installments of John Wick will be shot back-to-back early next year.
Whoa.
John Wick 4 is set for release on Memorial Day 2022.
I will do it until I die. The third one was bad.
Did you see the third one?
No.
It's not that great. No. Still fun. The first one's great. Second one's okay.
It's one of the few movies that I like him in.
Oh, John Wick. Yeah. The first John Wick I thought had no chance of being good.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's just fun and like hilarious at the same time. It's like really fully. The second one's a little silly. Third one's kind of stupid. But it's still fun.
It's dumb fun.
Yeah. John Wick's a good character. That's why. Yeah. But it does get kind of silly, that third one.
This 52-year-old guy is jumping in on the Ellen DeGeneres is a bad person.
Right.
He's claiming he got bullied 41 years ago when he was 11 years old.
Let's hear it.
By Ellen?
Ellen was 20 at the time. He said, she called me fat and stupid. But
were you fat and stupid?
Pictures that he drew.
They were probably bad. You were 11. And Ellen just flat out said, you're fat and stupid, and then walked away?
Yeah.
He's a pussy.
I guess. Yeah. I mean, you know.
And it's lived with him
for
41 years. Yeah. So you're a baby. Get over it.
Bryan Cranston said he'd be happy to bring Walter White to Better Call Saul. He said if the producers asked him, he said, I'd do it in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I'd do it in a second.
They have to eventually overlap the two shows, but I don't think it's a necessity that they interact.
No?
No. I think the Better Call Saul is so, like, it's got so many nuanced layers of what's going on, and where it's made Breaking Bad look very singularly focused, because there's 20 things happening in Better Call Saul that are leading you to Walter White's thing. So you really don't need Walter White, because the whole thing built up to him, and he just became an afterthought. Actually, the fun thing about Better Call Saul is you realize this empire for Walter White was built way before Walter got involved. And Walter White now, with Better Call Saul, is the reason it got ruined. Like, had he never gotten involved, this empire was amazing. And Walter White, who became, you know, Heisenberg and the leader of the whole thing, was the worst thing that could have happened. And it made it look like he built the empire. He ruined it.
I think people would be pissed if he didn't show back up.
Has to
almost
be.
Like a Sopranos ending, like, you know, just get pissed off at it.
He'll be
You hear him after that. You know, the ending of Breaking Bad, he's like, it's retired.
Yeah.
I'm so happy, but I feel like it's finished.
But he did El Camino. I mean, he got back in the wig for El Camino and he was part of that. So he'll do it. There's no doubt. But Better Call Saul is so good that it's changed Breaking Bad. It's so amazing. You watch Breaking Bad now and you're like, Walter is the biggest idiot alive. Like, nothing he did was actually smart now that Better Call Saul's out. Oh, it's so good. It's changed everything. And Breaking Bad's one of my favorite shows ever. And now it's a completely different show because of Better Call Saul.
I got to catch up on Better Call Saul.
Oh, it's so good. So good.
Yes.
I know you'll be excited about this. Right. Jennifer Grey is starring in a new Dirty Dancing
movie. Couldn't leave it alone.
You realize
you got to go dancing, everybody. You know what? Just because Patrick Swayze's dead doesn't mean everybody else can't dance, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, I got to go dance. I want to dance all the time. Like, I'm upset. I was upset when Patrick Swayze died. Me and Brett, what'd we do? We found out. We say, hey, Patrick Swayze's dead. We had a good cry. We had some Sambuca, and then we went dancing. Because that's what you do to honor your friends.
We got to do your, Brett, your top 10 songs, just the gravy simmering music.
The okay. Man. I'll put that together. Absolutely.
K-Tel's gravy simmering hits.
I burned up my sauce. I burned the gravy. What are you going to do? You got to dance. Everybody's dancing.
The interesting thing about that, the original Dirty Dancing, 1987, production cost was $5 million.
Oh, my God.
It's grossed $218 million.
The best thing about Dirty Dancing in the history of that movie, top to bottom, was the 20th anniversary where Conan O'Brien said, it's the 20th anniversary of Dirty Dancing. Let's get it re-released in theaters. And he pushed and pushed, and he got it re-released. And then as they announced it, and the people in the movie were like, this is great. Conan's such a champion of the movie. Conan went on the air the day before it came out, and he goes, I have to be honest. I haven't seen the movie in 20 years. It does not hold up. I watched it last night. It's actually really bad.
What a kick in the nuts.
And it was, well, he did it like it was such a beautiful setup. And then he's like, this movie is not good. There's no reason for it to be re-released.
Don't hold me to
this. Yeah, it just, I'm sorry I did this. This is a bad idea. And it was so funny.
Interesting you brought up Conan O'Brien because the guy who fired Conan O'Brien from The Tonight Show,
mm-hmm. Jay Leno,
Jeff Zucker, had him arrested when they both were attending Harvard, because Conan was involved with the National Lampoon.
Yeah, he was the president of it.
And Zucker was the president of the newspaper.
Oh. There,
they kept pranking the Harvard newspaper, so Jeff Zucker had Conan arrested.
Oh, so
fast forward, fired on The Tonight Show. Coincidence?
Wow.
Some guy looked into it like, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's crazy. So they had a little rich boy white battle for
was it a payback
40
thing?
Years.
Or you'd think the arrest would have handled it. This is kind of cool. It could be potentially cool. The American Song Contest is coming next year. It's basically a ripoff of the Eurovision Song Contest.
Oh, yeah.
Instead of entries from different countries, it features entries from all over the United States.
That'll be awful.
You think? I mean, what if you pull a couple of gems out of there? Although,
Brady,
I'm hoping that there's a couple of rock entries.
Brady.
Yeah.
15 years. 15 goddamn
Shut up,
John. Years.
Shut up.
We have done the Battle of the Bands called Playdio. You want to watch a nationwide version of that?
There's got to be a diamond in the rough there.
No. And if there is, the record companies already know about it.
True.
Yeah. This is bad. Terrible. Is that it?
That's it.
All right, there you go. That's your entertainment drill. It's brought to you by ReactDefense.com. Our little friend Jeremy is setting up as he prepares the Guadalupe Squares, which are next.
He didn't opt out?
No, he did not. I told him last night, I'm like, you're going to host the Squares for us tomorrow? And he goes, I'll do it Monday. I'm like, no, it doesn't work that way. It's not going to work that way. But there's Jeremy ready to go, and we need a girl, and we need a guy. We can get Bonnie back, and maybe she can have some more complaints about her work while we play the squares. 602-585-9800. That is the phone number for you to play. This week we have Hooters gift cards for you, so you can get some food, delightful food for you if you want to play the squares. That's how you do it. 585-9800. We'll play them next.
This is bad, 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 bad.
That's a joke, right? You're joking?
Hi, Shane O'Grady here with Life Changer Loan, and let me ask you, have you really done the math on your new low rate? Let's see. $300,000 at 3% over 30 years equals $155,000 in interest costs? Are you kidding me? How about paying principal first, not interest? Always having access to your equity and paying off your home in well under 10 years without changing any spending habit. It's not magic, it's just math. LifeChangerLoan.com. That's LifeChangerLoan.com.
Arizona Mortgage Broker, number ND100-2031, NMLS number 186377, LifeChangerLoan Corp. is an equal housing lender.